You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the Love of Bees is a project that creates teaching tools for communities across Aotearoa to take part in ecological projects to become one cohesive, sustainable action. Currently, For the Love of Bees is working on tools to help more people get involved in regenerative, organic horticulture. However, to me, all of those words together didn't make a lot of sense, and I wanted to know what they really mean and what this farming style looks like in practice. Sarah Smuts-Kennedy is the vision holder for the project For the Love of Bees, and I spoke to her to give me some insight on regenerative farming and the work her group is doing in the regenerative organic horticultural space. Very basically, what is regenerative horticulture?
So, in fact, we refer to it as regenerative organic horticulture. It's a process by which food production becomes the healing agent for the ecosystem and in turn human beings, as opposed to conventional horticulture, which is a process by which the ecosystem is depleted and damaged through food production.
How is regenerative farming or regenerative horticulture different to other farming practices that take place in New Zealand?
I think the reason we've made a distinction here with horticulture is at the moment regenerative agriculture is the term that people are really becoming familiar with, but essentially most of the transitional projects in the regenerative space at the moment are dairy, pastoral, a little bit of forestry, whereas the growing of vegetables, the production of fruit is a very different proposition to making sure your pastures are doing the most, you know, soil regenerative actions that they can is different to running a horticultural project.
So when you're talking about horticulture, you're focusing on the growing of plants, aren't you, rather than agriculture where you're looking at the raising of animals. So why is the focus here on horticulture?
Well, to be fair, the production of plants occurs both in the agricultural sector and the horticultural sector. It's just a very different type of plant. A pasture is very different to, say, the delivery of nectarines, apples, avocados, lettuces, beetroots, potatoes. So horticulture, we're talking specifically around the production of vegetables and fruit.
I just was doing a little reading around the idea of regenerative agriculture and horticulture, and there seems to be different ways that people practice it, or different sort of understandings of it, particularly when it comes to the idea of regenerative and organic. Could you potentially talk about the differences between regenerative horticulture and organic horticulture?
Well, the term regenerative was actually coined by Rodale Institute, which actually is a community that have been practicing, testing, and what they call organic regenerative. So actually where regenerative emerged as a strategy, it actually grew out of the organic sector. What's actually been happening as regenerative practices are taking off now, today, this year, is that there's some people are using regenerative processes. That means processes where their intention is to restore and rebuild the ecosystem, but they aren't always using organic practices. For example, we know that some regenerative projects that are starting in New Zealand, one of the key things that people try and accomplish is a no-till strategy. So that means stopping digging the soil. And that's the same in horticulture as it is in agriculture. But in some regenerative practices in the agricultural sector at the moment, the no-till strategy has become what we call a chemical no-till. So actual fact, preparing the ground with glyphosate, which isn't an organic practice, but it does mean that they don't have to till. So organic regenerative is actually a combination of both organic practices and what we call biology-first practices. So that means making sure that every action taken through the production of that food is an action that's supporting the biological system, so that it's never doing any harm. It is always doing only good. So organic horticulture which is amazing, but can sometimes use products like copper fungicide. Well, copper is actually an organic material, but it actually is still indiscriminate. That means it will still kill all fungi. And believe it or not, fungal networks are our most beneficial microorganism in food production. So what we do in terms of the organic regenerative is taking the best of both and actually making sure that every single action, as I said, is actually repairing the biological system. And it is the microbial networks in the soil are the key to actually restoring the ecosystem as quickly as possible.
Could you perhaps give me some examples about what these regenerative processes are that you're using with For the Love of Bees?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we make sure that what we teach and what we model is 100% no-till. So we don't do any double digging, which sometimes is a system which is basically digging the garden bed to prepare to start with. We've eliminated that. We don't do any forking of the garden beds in between the turnover of produce. It's 100% no-till. So we make sure that we never disrupt the fungal networks which are in the soil, which are what we're actually focused on trying to rebuild as part of the ecosystem restoration. The other thing that we do is that we plant many species in a 1 square metre. And this is what's also happening in regenerative agriculture in the pastures, is what they've found is that when you put multiple species in close proximity together, those species produce a sap during the day through photosynthesis. You know, every plant produces twice as much sap as it needs every day. And the reason it does that is so that it has enough sap to actually flood into the soil system in the afternoon. And each of those saps coming from different plants have a different quality. And what they've found is that the quality of that sap feeds a different community of microbes. And so what the plant is doing is actually feeding microbes. And when you have lots of different species, you're actually increasing the diversity of the soil microbiology. And that is what actually speeds up the soil restoration. So essentially what we do in the organic regenerative horticulture is we've found a method to actually make sure that each of those garden beds that we're growing has as many species in close proximity to each other so that we're actually really firing up, kick-starting the restoration of that soil system, which in turn is actually the beginning of restoring the ecosystem. So we call that bio-intensive. It's very intensive. There's a high yield per square metre, and they're actually polycropping, so that's many species together. And the third thing that we do is that we focus on plant health. Plants are intrinsically pest resistant. It's called, this is a bit technical, it's called the Brix level, B-R-I-X, and the Brix level is actually the indicator of the sugar level of the plant, and the sap is actually where the sugar level is, and it can be very high or it can be very low. And when it's very high, it's actually what you call nutrient dense, and that nutrient density, that high sugar level, is what makes the plant pest resistant. What's incredible is that that plant can communicate its pest resistance to pests, and it does it by this really incredible strategy, which is every leaf has an infrared, like halo around it, and we can't see that infrared spectrum, but insects can through their antenna, and it behaves in two ways. It's light that's on all the time, or it's a light that's flickering. Like any circuit, when it starts to break or get weak, it flickers. And same in the plant. And so pests are flying around looking for flickering plants because they know that they can consume them. And these pests, like aphids and the other suckers that, you know, we really don't want in the horticulture space, actually don't have a pancreas. And that means that they can't consume really high sugar. So if the plant has the capacity to work with its microbes and it's actually getting nutrition out of that poop loop out of the soil, then actually it can have really high sugar content and it actually is pest resistant.
Could you briefly sum up why it is important that you're focusing on regenerative horticulture and why this is potentially something that New Zealand farming should go towards?
Well, we're a farming nation, and so we have all sorts of projects at different scales across New Zealand that currently, aren't regenerating the ecosystem. In fact, the production is degrading the ecosystem. And if we could turn that around, New Zealand could literally transform the food sector and at the same time transform where we're placed in the world in terms of the contribution to ecosystem resilience. So I see the food sector as being our primary space to focus on if we really want to make some significant headways in regards to climate change, but also biodiversity well-being. And we know that David Attenborough said to us, focus on your biodiversity, focus local. And these small projects actually deliver massive outcomes, not just in a food security, jobs, local jobs, the resource and harvesting of organic waste, making sure that stays out of landfill. We actually take compost on our site, we make compost from local waste, but actually also in terms of social cohesion, making sure that we have these small farms, making sure that we don't have loss of knowledge from one generation to the next. And of course, the big dream is to be able to scale these projects up and to really contribute to the horticulture sector as a whole and give farmers at scale the confidence that they can actually transition their production very quickly across to a regenerative process.
I then went on to speak to Sarah about the project's Earthworkers program. Could you possibly explain the Earthworkers program and how people can get involved if they're interested in regenerative farming?
Last year, we were really lucky. Auckland Council gave us some funding to put together our first Earthworkers program. It's called the Earthworkers Program Horticulture 101. And what it's focused on is actually training farmers how to set up their own urban farm. But actually, the skills that you learn are totally scalable to any level. We happen to be teaching in cities, so we think it's been useful for us to focus on city-scale projects. We ran our first one, like I said, last year. We enabled 35 new urban farmers through that project. And those new urban farmers are right at the moment creating amazing KPIs from the education that they did. The Earthworkers program is a 50-hour program. It is half in the classroom. It's half outside. We do a very deep dive into things like reading your own farm through soil tests, and then we actually take you through the really practical things that need to be learned. It's highly skilled work in order for you to start up or transition your project. And then we support you with a years-long mentoring via a WhatsApp channel. So we actually cluster that group as a community over WhatsApp, and you get access to Daniel Sherman, who is probably one of the most knowledgeable organic regenerative consultants in New Zealand. He grew up in the sector and he's been teaching and enabling commercial farmers to transition for the last 25 years. So we really have an incredible,
Amazing.
It's really quite incredible. Oh. The next that we're doing is going to be in Wellington, and we're actually running that again over 3 weekends. Why we're doing it over 3 weekends, it is a lot of information to digest. And this gives people a chance to go away, assimilate, practice and come back. And that starts on the 19th of June. And we're doing that with Kai Cycle, which is our Wellington collaborative partner. And it will be done on their farm. And then the next one that we're doing starts in Auckland in July. And that's actually a 5-day program where we're trialling whether or not it's better for people to just come in one hit. So those who can't do something over 3 weekends have the opportunity to actually come and spend a week with us doing that. And that's actually a week that's in the school holidays. So we know that there are lots of teachers and lots of people who want to start small-scale projects. And that July program in Auckland is really designed to enable that community.
How does the Earthworkers program and regenerative farming work in urban spaces?
The other thing about what we're doing in the urban farming sector, which is where we're modelling this at the moment at 257 Simon Street at the top of, you know, just outside the CBD of Auckland, is we're not just interested in teaching people how to grow in this way, but we're interested in teaching communities how to grow in this way so that they can create local jobs. We really are looking at growing a new economic, social, environmental sector based around food production as our main climate change biodiversity mitigation tool. So we teach a lot of how to grow high yields and diversity of yields so you can actually grow a little business that is self-sustaining. And at the moment we have managed on 510 square metres, we have 310 square metres of garden beds. And out of those 310 square metres, we actually pay two full-time equivalent farmers, and we pay well above the living wage.
And finally, how can people get involved?
So on the For the Love of Bees website, we have all of this information on the horticultures, Earthworkers Horticulture 101. If you just actually Google or Earthworkers Horticulture 101, it comes up. And all the information you need is there. And please reach out if you need help to join us on those courses. We're really committed to enabling people to join us on this program.
That was Sarah Smuts-Kennedy from For the Love of Bees speaking on the meaning of organic regenerative horticulture and how you can learn about it through the Earthworkers program. Head to For the Love of Bees website, www.fortheloveofbees.co.nz, for more information on this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.